Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. May the force be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. You know, I know. Settle down. I'm excited, too. Sarah is the president and the CEO of Bottom Line Publications. And Bottom Line Personal is their twice monthly print edition. Outstanding American publishing company, family-owned. American publishing company. I love this. I love their story. And Sarah joins us once a month or so to talk to us about some of the things that are in their most recent publication, The Bottom Line Personal. Sarah, welcome back to the show.
I always love being here, American and all.
That's right.
Up to making apple pie one day.
I'm ready. I love it. And you don't even have to heat it up. I like mine cold. Hey, Sarah. Over the years, I have noticed that people who were either friends or acquaintances of mine continue to their digital records continue to show up after they're gone, after they've died. One of the classic ones is LinkedIn. I mean, I've got one acquaintance friend of mine who died. She probably died, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago. She and 2 or 3 years later, LinkedIn was still trying to get me to link with her.
Well, that's probably fine, actually. That means nobody in her family told LinkedIn that she died.
They didn't.
I've
had other friends like that. But what do you think about all that?
Well, the interesting thing, though, you know, the fact that they're continuing on, the thing to really think about, and we had a feature story about this in our May 1st issue, is about the what do you want to happen to your digital assets when you die? How many times do you realize if you sat down and made an inventory of all the things you're doing online, how long that list would be and what's locked in there?
Well,
not just your LinkedIn profile or your Facebook profile and your pictures and all of that. There's also your frequent flyer clubs, how many hotels or airline information that's in there, your credit cards, your online banking, domain names that you know, so small businesses that all own their domain names. All that stuff, when you die, if you don't have a plan for it, nobody can get to it. So we did this very important article about...
So a plan, you mean they're locked out from getting it because you died with
your
passwords.
People think about their hard assets. Everybody's talking about now nobody wants their grandma's china, right?
Right.
And what do I do with all the stuff that's in my house? We have such a long list of digital assets that you need to make a plan of or else they're gone when you're gone. So, and I'm talking about no one can necessarily get to, again, your frequent flyers. How about all the books online that you've done? So the books that you've rented, the music that you've leased, right? You download all your music. In the old days, you had your record album collection.
Right.
Now, you just kind of borrow that music.
Yeah, so, nobody's ever going to see the Amazon playlist in a yard sale, right?
No, they're not. But you've invested in it. So it's actually an interesting thing. So some of those things you don't want to tell anybody about. Right, so if I go tell Amazon that I died, my playlist is gone. If I tell Spotify I died, my playlist is gone. But if I tell my kids my password and they don't tell anyone I died, they can keep listening to my music, which I spent a lot of money on.
Mm-hmm.
So we put a whole outline together.
So you're saying what you're talking about is not your digital footprint. You're talking about things that you have basically invested money, at least time, if not money, in.
That it's just part of it. It's your entire digital profile that you need to make a plan of so that when you die, A, your bills can get paid. How many bills come online that nobody would know you're having to pay that bill?
Right.
So you want your executors to be able to find all of your assets, to find all of your accounts, to get access into all of that information.
And this is going to be more important than ever because more and more of us are running our entire financial life in the digital world.
Your financial life.
I mean, how many people don't even carry money around anymore?
No, they don't at all. You've got, you know, your how many email accounts do you have and passwords? What information is locked in there?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to make, literally do an inventory and keep list of it. And then put information, we recommend putting it into your will, not your passwords, because that becomes public. But in your will, who do you, here's what I got.
But you got to give somebody your password.
Who do you want to be able to have access to it? Pardon?
You got
to
give somebody.
Put that in a separate document.
Yeah.
If it goes in your will, it becomes public record.
And give your password to somebody you trust, and here's a list of passwords.
Put it in your file, say, here's where it is. Give it to, have your attorney have it. Have your executor have it.
Right.
Have your kids have it, whoever it is that you can trust. But you want to have very clear rules about who can get to
it. It could really be a problem. There could be some assets lost forever.
You don't realize. I mean, I'm just thinking, I'm obviously a digital person, but I'm not an entirely digital life. And even my relatively simple life, I've got domain names, I've got Venmo, right?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
You know, your PayPals and your Venmo.
Yeah.
Huge list. Make a list of those and have your instructions with your will of what you want to happen to it.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, good advice. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.